On today's show, Jolly Old England is in the headlines. It wants to force all gas stations to offer EV charging, while Amazon wants to sell cars directly to UK consumers, and by Jove, Rolls-Royce buyers are younger than we thought. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Uh-oh, all you car dealers in the United Kingdom better look out. You've got competition coming your way. Words Auto reports that Amazon is gearing up to sell vehicles directly to customers. The company did a small trial run in Italy last year, selling Fiat 500s. But now the internet retail giant is making a serious effort to sell cars directly to consumers in the UK. Europe's franchise laws are not as strict as they are in the U.S. Amazon is recruiting car sales executives and will locate its headquarters in Luxembourg. And speaking of the U.K., it wants to be one of the leaders in electric vehicles. It set a goal of having almost only zero-emission vehicles on the road by 2050. To make that happen, the government introduced legislation mandating that gas stations on motorways and any large refueling station install EV chargers and hydrogen pumps. A recent survey found that 70% of car buyers said that limited charging options is the largest deterrent to them buying an EV. While most people who buy luxury cars are in their 50s, the average Rolls-Royce buyer is only 45 years old. Only 7 years ago, that average age was 56. Rolls-Royce says it's attracting more self-made millionaires who are younger instead of a traditional client base that inherited its money. We think the big drop in average age comes from China. Dean Scioli, the brand director of Cadillac China, tells Autoline their average age buyer is only 35 years old. In the U.S., that number is 52 years old. And a quick programming note here. Autoline Daily will be off all next week as the whole Autoline crew takes a well-deserved mid-year break. We'll resume our normal programming on July 10th. Coming up next, in Seoul, South Korea, they're retrofitting buses to reduce diesel emissions.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Governments and municipalities around the world are cracking down on diesel vehicles to reduce NOx emissions. Now, Seoul, South Korea is working with French supplier Forcia to install its Aminex system on 20,000 buses and commercial vehicles. Aminex injects gaseous ammonia into the exhaust stream and can reduce NOx emissions by as much as 99%. Most diesels use AdBlue, which is sprayed in as a fluid, which is good but not as effective. Forcia says Aminex works best at low engine temperatures, which makes it ideal for buses and commercial vehicles. You know, every time we turn around, another car company is expanding into mobility services. Now Ford is teaming up with Motivate, a leader in bike share technology. They're launching a bike sharing program in the San Francisco Bay Area called GoBike, and the service starts today. Users can register online, use the Ford Pass app, or just walk up to a station to rent a bike. Ford says by the end of the summer, it will have 3,500 bikes ready for rent, and by the end of next year, we'll have 7,000 bikes and nearly 550 stations. LEDs are making rapid gains in automotive applications, and here's the latest from Osram. It created a new surface-mountable LED that's 20 times smaller and over 3.5 times brighter than its predecessor, and it comes in a wide range of colors. They're suitable on the interiors of cars for displays, ambient lighting, and backlighting of switches and instruments, and would be great for anyone in the industry who needs to reduce packaging space. Coming up next, Toyota thinks it can breathe new life back into the sedan segment with its all-new Camry.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
As you know, car buyers are ditching passenger cars and are instead purchasing SUVs and crossovers. So you might think the timing couldn't be worse for Toyota, which is introducing the all-new Camry. But Jack Hollis, the group VP of the Toyota division, believes the Camry can help the sedan segment, much like the Tacoma has helped revive midsize trucks.
What I believe is going to happen is having a product like this, being kind of the first really big name in the sedan market launching again, we're going to be at the leading edge of people being interested. We're going to draw up a lot of attention. You're going to see other players in the marketplace coming back in. You'll see an Accord, a Sonata, an Altima, and there you will see a lot more interest back in the sedans. It's very, very much similar to almost like it was when you think about Tacoma and the small trucks. A lot of the players got out. Tacoma stayed consistent. We come out of a new Tacoma, it's interesting how everyone's bringing back small pickup trucks again. Why? I'm not saying it's because of Toyota, but I am saying when a person leads, and Toyota we believe is a leader in the midsize segment for sure, we're going to see people following, a lot more interest, and I think you're going to see this entire sedan market pick up, and we'll see, though, of a year from now.
Well, so, that's interesting that you say that, because Tacoma sales have actually gone up. The more competition you've gotten, the better you guys have done.
And that's why I believe the same thing will happen here. Do I think that we're going to go from the market of a two-thirds, one-third, you know, SUV to car and reverse it or flatten it? No, not at all. But I do think what you'll see is a greater interest, and you'll see that flooring at around 37, it may start to tilt back up in the other direction. And as other players come in, I think we'll see the market grow back in on that sedan side. Because let's be honest, I mean, people want choice. They want to be able to do something different than their neighbor. We've got to provide that, and I think we are here.
That episode is jam-packed with details about the new Camry. So to learn more about it, check out the show on Autoline.tv. or on our YouTube channel. Speaking of After Hours, be sure to join us this Thursday when we take a deep dive into the Alfa Romeo Stelvio. We've got Reed Bigland, who runs Alfa Worldwide, and Peter Hovigin, who runs Alfa in North America. They'll be telling us all about their plans to roll this vehicle out into the marketplace. We'll also talk to several automotive journalists to get their driving impressions. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights as to what's going on in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.